AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Violent storms are hitting the Midwest and South again. A pre-dawn tornado tore through rural Missouri, killing at least five people. Julie Walker has more.
This tornado in Iowa.
Look at this.
Tweeted by TMX Adrian SFG, one of many over the last several days, with more to come, says Storm Prediction Center meteorologist John Hart.
Damaging winds were probably the main threat, but there will be the potential of a few tornadoes along the entire extent of the line.
That line stretching from lower Michigan all the way through Illinois, Ohio, Missouri, Tennessee, down into parts of Texas.
There will be more systems like this all spring, unfortunately.
I'm Julie Walker.
Idaho's governor has signed a bill criminalizing gender-affirming medical care for transgender youth. Indiana's governor has signed a similar measure. And Kansas is banning transgender athletes from girls and women's sports from kindergarten through college, Republican lawmakers overriding the Democratic governor's veto. In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed legislation repealing the state's 1931 abortion ban. Former Vice President Mike Pence will not appeal a judge's order compelling him to testify in the Justice Department probe of Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Sagar Magani reports that sets up a possible Pence appearance before a grand jury.
Several Trump administration officials have already testified, but Pence would be the highest profile one to appear. His testimony could give investigators a first-hand account of Trump's mindset in the weeks after he lost the election and further strain their relationship. Pence has written Trump endangered his family and everyone else at the Capitol during the 2021 riot.
Today I am honored to welcome
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy welcoming Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen in California today. China views such meetings as a challenge to its claim to Taiwan. This is AP News. A man who came up with a very popular board game has died. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has this news.
Klaus Teuber, the creator of the board game Catan, has died after a brief illness, according to his family. He was 70. Teuber was a dental technician in Germany when he created the game originally called The Settlers of Catan in his basement in the 1980s. The game was introduced in 1995 and has sold tens of millions of copies. It's available in 40 languages and has created dozens of spin-offs. Teuber told the New Yorker magazine in 2014 he left the dental job in 1998 when he felt that Catan could feed his family. The Catan studio team says while Teuber's contributions to board games is immeasurable, they will remember him most as a kind and selfless human being. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Afternoon games in Major League Baseball, the Rays, Yankees, Marlins, Braves, Pirates, Brewers, Rangers, Astros, and White Sox all winners. Cubs, Reds rained out. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.